You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Listening to USA Radio News.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
There's a new report out that says some Muslims in Jersey City did indeed celebrate the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Mark Mueller is the author of the investigative report in NJ Advance Media. He tells Fox News on the record that while Trump was correct in saying some celebrated, he also exaggerated the numbers.
We found evidence of two small celebrations that took place, one on a rooftop, one on a street, and we found no video evidence of other celebrations. I think we can pretty definitively say that Donald Trump was wrong when he says that there were thousands of people.
Mueller's report attributes retired Jersey City Police Captain Peter Gallagher, who says he cleared a rooftop celebration of 20 to 30 people at an apartment building hours after the Twin Towers came down. NASA's big mission to Mars is now on hold indefinitely. The space agency says it won't launch a new Mars lander next March because of problems with an instrument at the heart of the mission. The lander has been scheduled to touch down in September and measure the planet's interior and atmosphere. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
An Army sergeant is formally charged with desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. More now from USA's Melody Burkett.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appears before a judge.
The judge explains Sergeant Bergdahl's right to be tried before a panel or a military judge. The judge also inquired if Sergeant Bergdahl wished to enter any motions or a plea. Sergeant Bergdahl deferred all of these decisions to a later hearing.
That later hearing is set for January 12th. Bergdahl, who walked away from his outpost in Afghanistan in 2009, was arraigned by a military judge at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. If he's convicted of the misbehavior charge, he could be sentenced to life in prison. Bergdahl was held captive by the Taliban for 5 years before he was released as part of a controversial prisoner swap. I'm Melody Burkett.
One-third of all Americans will travel over the holidays. A new report by the American Automobile Association says over 100 million people will either hit the road or the skies over Christmas and New Year's.
And we're really attributing that to a number of factors. We look at the economy, and we're seeing continued improvement in the labor market, rising incomes. Low gas prices are a big part of that this year. We're seeing that gas prices have fallen below $2 a gallon.
Julie Hall with AAA says this is the seventh consecutive year of growth for travel during the season. AAA is calling it a record level of holiday travelers. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com. at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program. I'm also a licensed professional counselor, and I have a small practice here in Flemington. So today, I'm going to be talking about giving. Well, it is the season of giving, and there are benefits of giving. And that's part of what we're going to talk about today. We have this very strong tendency to wait until Christmas to start giving. But there's so many other benefits to give throughout the year, which means sort of taking Christmas throughout the year. But giving is something that's very positive. As it states in the Bible, it's more blessed to give than to receive. The act of giving of yourself, giving to others, giving of yourself is huge. It's much more than just donating money or items to your favorite cause. And it's much more than just helping someone else out. There are actually some health benefits, and we're gonna talk about what they might be, because it really is very important to be able to give. And again, that's why the other thing is also throughout the year to be able to give of ourselves. We are living in a time where the act of giving actually is beginning to diminish, partially because of finances, partially because we are leaning a little bit more on our government to give. Which I don't know, for any of you who watch the Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, on one of the things that Scrooge says is, you know, why should I donate? Why should I donate? You know, doesn't the government tax me to, you know, pay for the poorhouses and the workhouses? Well, we can lean in that direction, but it really doesn't anything for us, for our own health. So that is my goal for today, to talk about how giving actually can improve our health. And it can be small things like giving up your seat on the bus, or, you know, in this time where, oh my gosh, we're running around like crazy people trying to buy gifts and the stores are crowded and the parking lots are jammed with people. And, you know, here's the guy ready to pull out and you're there with your blinker on, and the other person comes up and you're from the other direction, and it's actually easier for them to pull into the spot. You know, give it to them. Give them your spot, your parking spot. You'll find another one. So doing something like that can be a small act of giving. Of course, helping out with a local food pantry, or doing something for the elderly or a shut-in neighbor, or even your own family member. It actually can help with your health. Volunteering. This, quite often I suggest to clients, let's look for ways that you can volunteer. And that is about being of service to others without expecting anything in return. Being paid for volunteering is not volunteering. That's called work. It's a thing that boosts our spirit and our soul. It also builds good karma. So, you know, what we give out, we get back. And like I said, there are some actual physical and emotional awards for, or rewards for, giving of ourselves. And again, we don't have to just wait until Christmas. So when we give of ourselves, it's a great way to protect ourselves against depression. Yes, depression. When we volunteer, when we interact, when we cooperate with others, when we create these actually social connections, because a lot of times that's what happens when we volunteer. And that's why I often suggest to people, I'm alone, I don't know anybody, I can't make any friends. I say, volunteer. Volunteer. It's a good way to interact with other people. We learn to work cooperatively with other people. It helps us actually flex our mental muscles, and it polishes up our interpersonal skills. So I don't know what to say to anyone. I don't know how to make a connection. I don't know how to go volunteer. And you're going for a purpose. I'm here to sign up at the animal shelter. I'd like to see if there's any place where I can volunteer. Well, there happens to be employees there. Next thing you know, I go and I volunteer for several hours every week, and I'm making connections with people. There's so many ways that we can volunteer. So not just the one thing. And it can expand our social network. Because you're not just sitting home alone, feeling sorry for yourself. Isolating. Volunteering helps us reduce isolation. And when we are isolated and lonely, we feel depressed. We have oftentimes self-pity. So the more connections we make, the less depressed that we become. So it protects us against, again, it protects us against depression. It really puts us out there. Might be a little uncomfortable at first, but we go out with a purpose, which is to go volunteer at a youth shelter, a library, hospital, an animal shelter, food pantry, park service. There's so many ways in our church community or other religious community, working with youth, working on a project in your town, like painting a building or cleaning up a stream. volunteering at a local museum. You know, I really don't know anything about the Revolutionary War, really, except the little bit that I learned. We've got a Revolutionary War house, and they're looking for docents, and I think I'm going to go volunteer, and I'm going to go, and they'll say, well, what would you like to do? And you say, actually, I don't really know much about it, but I'd like to learn, and I want to see what I can do. You'd be amazed. Well, I need to take a little commercial break, and I will be back with Counselor's Chat talking more about the benefits of giving. This is Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about the importance of giving. Being it's the season of giving, there's a strong tendency for us to give and give and give a lot more, and we pile it all on to the end of the year, and we don't realize that we can be giving throughout the year. So volunteering is one good way of giving. It does help with to protect you against depression. The other thing, when we do volunteer or we give to others, that sense of selfless service gives us a kind of a high. When we perform charitable acts like volunteering or simply writing a check to support a good cause, it can actually trigger feel-good hormones. neurotransmitters. These things go into our blood, into our brain, and they actually help reduce, guess what? Anxiety levels. Well, that's really important. So now we've got volunteering and giving to others as a way to protect yourself against depression and anxiety. When we reduce anxiety and depression, we lower cortisol that is streaming around through our circulation system and doing harm to our bodies. So it can actually help slow that down. It gives us a positive feeling about ourselves. I feel good when I'm giving to other people. And it helps us feel good about others. We don't need to make judgments on who deserves or who doesn't deserve. Giving is something that we do because. Just because. It can help us feel good for a while. It's a win-win situation. It lowers our depression. And it lowers our anxiety. I think we all enjoy getting gifts. For the most part. I mean, I know I do. I also enjoy the look on people's faces when I give gifts. And like I said, it doesn't just have to be this time of year. It could be any time. Just because you think of someone, or you've decided to volunteer somewhere, or support a cause, it becomes a win-win situation. As a matter of fact, it actually helps us live longer. Isn't that interesting? It helps lower our blood pressure, which in turn helps reduce symptoms of heart disease, stroke, chronic pain, diabetes, and it actually enhances our immune system. You ever wonder why doctors and nurses can work with sick people all the time and not get sick themselves? Well, that might be a little bit of why. Not that they don't, but it just always amazes me. Giving to others is such a boost. And if giving is a key to longer living, healthier living, my goodness, it's free. My giving to someone is free of just giving my time. Doing a neighborly act. And so, even with your neighbor, chances are a little service can help. If you have an elderly neighbor, help them with the snow this winter. Wash their car for them. Do little things. They don't have to be big things. How about volunteering for a 5K walk or a bike ride where you have to raise funds and those funds go to a cause such as cancer or addiction? So that it means that you actually are going out of your way. You're beginning to move. You know, you're going to do that 5K. You got to practice a little bit. It gets you away from your computer and tablet and TV screen. You know, that thing, those things that keep you inactive for hours at a time. I got to get ready for that walk. So it increases physical activities. I'm volunteering my time and my effort. I'm learning. I'm beginning to meet other people that are involved in the same cause. By increasing our physical activity through volunteering, we have better circulation, better cardiovascular health. It reduces the risk of premature death. And you know what? We're going to practice this. If I'm going to be practicing this winter for that walk in the spring, I'm probably going to drop those holiday pounds and look a little bit better. So it's important to start moving. So think about some of the things that you might want to, or some areas where you might want to volunteer. There is a significantly positive impact on your mental health, emotional health, and physical well-being. Those feelings of happiness, less stress, better physical health, a sense of hopefulness because we're doing something. We're moving forward in a particular way through volunteering. Actually helps with sleep and chronic pain. When we volunteer, when we give to others, we stop thinking about our own problems and start finding solutions for other people. Can't get much better than that. And I know for myself, just even during the holidays, I love to bake. I love to think about gifts that I'm getting for people. I like to think about how they're going to be pleased. I don't get something that I think I like for them. I get them something thinking that they're going to like it. Because I want to see them happy. Those altruistic behaviors release endorphins in our brain. Natural high. It sure makes it worth it. You don't have to wait just for the holiday season to go volunteer with seniors. You know, quite often we just wait to the holidays to go and do something like that. But we could do it any time of the year. Go volunteer. For people who volunteer, there's 44% less likely to die younger. So that means that when you volunteer, you have a longer lifespan. It just improves your health naturally. So physical health, longevity, decreased stress, lowering anxiety. It's a great, great thing. So I'm going to take a little break. I think I'm going to do the weather because we've got weather outside. And I will be back with Counselor's Chat after this short break.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Okay, the weather today, dense fog advisory throughout the day, which gives us a hazardous weather outlook. It is currently 52 with the humidity at 97. Visibility is at 5 miles. I'm going to say if you are lucky. Rain is expected with a high near 59. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Tonight there will be showers, mainly before midnight. Rain could be heavy at times, and again, more patchy fog. Thursday, showers likely, mainly after 1. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 73. And then Thursday night, Christmas Eve, a chance of showers, mainly before midnight, with the low around 52. So it's important if you're going to be out and about going to Christmas Eve parties that you are safe. And Christmas Day, partly sunny with a high near 64. And Christmas night, chance of showers. Saturday and Sunday, both showers and unseasonably mild.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about giving and what it does for us, such as helps remove and prevent depression, anxiety, helps produce endorphins, other feel-good neurotransmitters in our brain, combat some health problems such as high blood pressure, and lowers cortisol. So there's some really good reasons for volunteering and for giving. It does also promote cooperation and social connection. I mentioned that a little bit more, but that sense of cooperation. Wow, we're doing something together. And you know there's a side effect of that cooperation, and that is building trust. So when we are building trust, we're cooperating with other people, we're connecting with other people, we're building our ties. Again, it has a positive social interaction. It's good for mental health. It's good for physical health. What's more, when we do give to others, it not only does it make us feel closer to them, it actually helps them feel closer to us. And so it builds community. Being kind and generous leads to the perception that other people are more positive and charitable too. So that instead of looking at everybody, which we tend to be in that place, I can't trust anybody. I'm looking at everyone, you know, who's out to get what from me. Well, if I'm giving freely, I don't need to worry about that. The other thing is giving evokes gratitude. Whether you're receiving the gift or giving the gift, there's this feeling of gratitude. If I get the gift, if somebody's giving a gift for me, I feel grateful that they've thought about me. But I also know when I give a gift to someone else that they also feel that sense of gratitude. And doesn't that warm our hearts when we see smiles on other people's faces? It helps us to be thankful, to count our blessings. So often, one of the things that I do with clients is I suggest them to make a gratitude list. It helps people feel more optimistic. It gives us a better view of our lives overall. One of the little things that I do sometimes, somebody's just so down, and not down clinically depressed, but just negative. This isn't good, and that isn't good, and this person did that, and that person did this, and on and on and on. And sometimes I sit there and listen, and I reach over by my desk, and I grab my garbage can, and I put my face kind of in the garbage can, and I say, look at all the garbage in here. Garbage, garbage, garbage. And I say, we need to stop looking at the garbage and start looking at the positive. Take your head out of the garbage and start looking around. What do you see that's positive? Make a gratitude list. When we give to other people, people who have less than we have, we can begin to also have a sense of gratitude for not only what we do have, but for our ability to give. And that gratitude promotes more action. So that the more we give, the more we want to give, the more generous we become. I think the Christmas Carol, Dickens, it's a great story. The more Scrooge held on to and hoarded, the smaller his world got. Small and dark and dreary and negative. Bah humbug. But when he started to recognize that the thing was about giving, he lived Christmas every day of the year. He gave. He gave of himself. He gave what he could. He built relationships. It strengthened his bond with other people. He was no longer a lonely, old, crotchety old man. He became positive and well-liked and well-loved for his generosity. So there's a huge gift in giving to others. Well, here's the other thing about giving. It is contagious. When we give, other people want to give also. There's a ripple effect. It shows, there's a study that shows, it's a Harvard study that shows that when one person behaves generously, it inspires others to behave generously later, even towards different people. That altruism